This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. While walking on public lands in the Lehigh Valley, you may have noticed small groups of the homeless camping out in semi-permanent encampments. These tent cities are present in Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton. They pose a concern in this time of pandemic, both for the residents in them and for the community at large. I'm joined by Kayla Dwyer, a reporter for the Morning Call. She's written about these camps of the homeless and the people trying to help them. Welcome to WLVR.
Thank you very much.
The story that you co-wrote with Christina Tattoo painted a vivid picture of these encampments, especially the ones in Allentown. Tell me what they look like.
So, you know, they started out, from what I've been told by people who live there, as kind of smaller clusters of tents. They're fairly close together in clearings in the woods, or they're under bridges, or you know, near a source of water like a creek.
So it's almost like a little tent village, right?
I would say so, because, you know, you see little fire pits in the middle of some clusters of tents, some chairs set up where people kind of just hang out, or, you know, others do just stay in their tents and keep to themselves.
I've seen some of these communities along the DNL Canal Trail and the Monocacy Creek in Bethlehem. Is it possible to estimate how many homeless residents of the valley are camping out on public lands?
It's sort of possible. We can start with estimates of just how many people are homeless in the Lehigh Valley. There's a Lehigh Valley Regional Homeless Advisory Board that conducts a survey of this once a year. In 2019, that estimate came out just under 600 or so. But that includes people in shelters. But since the coronavirus pandemic specifically, the board has also been trying to track the numbers of unsheltered homeless, so people out in the streets and perhaps in these encampments. The Lehigh Valley Health Network street team estimates that since shelters have closed, at least an additional 100 people have moved into encampments throughout the Lehigh Valley.
And so that is responsible for some of the growth that we see in them. It's because shelters are closing since the governor's stay-at-home orders and since the pandemic has become a factor.
And that pretty much left the homeless with the options of the Allentown Rescue Mission, which only serves men, Valley Youth House, which only serves children, and Ripple Community Center, which is only open during the day.
Wow. Now, there's good reason for concern, given that there have been outbreaks among the unsheltered in larger cities on the West Coast.
Yeah, and I've heard the phrase ticking time bomb several times in the course of talking to people for this story to describe our populations here. Even though, you know, they are smaller, it's still a population just because of the nature of how they where they're living that's uniquely at risk for outbreaks. The LVHN street medicine team is going in there. They're providing them with personal protective equipment and hand sanitizer. What it comes down to is the governor tells Pennsylvanians to shelter at home, but I can't think of a population for whom this is harder than those who don't have shelter or a home.
Wow. Are there any solutions being proposed by state and local governments?
Yes. You know, this very much appears to be in the hands of local governments. On the ground, both our cities and our counties have been working on this for the past month and a half, at least. The city of Allentown has secured some hotel space for folks who are either awaiting test results or have tested positive, folks in the homeless population. And the city of Bethlehem has also secured some hotel space. But in addition to this, all three cities have set up portable toilets and portable hand sanitizing stations near the encampments. And also, you know, some local organizations and churches have really stepped up in terms of dropping off food donations, too.
So there are some stopgap solutions that are sort of helping people for the moment and some efforts at least to figure out a longer term solution.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Sure thing. Happy to be here.
Kayla Dwyer and Christina Tattoo's report on the homeless encampments in the Lehigh Valley and the at-risk people living there was published this past weekend in the Morning Call.